In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When Moses came down from the mountain, he had with him the law of God carved into stone, into letters and commandments. And when he got down to the bottom of the mountain, he saw the chosen people of Israel worshiping a calf made of gold, a golden calf. When Jesus came down from Mount Tabor, having been revealed, transfigured before Peter, James, and John, having revealed, we say, his divinity, we have to remember, he revealed his divinity by way of our humanity. He revealed the compatibility of our humanity with the divinity of God. You could say that in a sense, the compatibility of our humanity with God's divinity was first revealed at the birth of Christ. And that would be true. But here, the adult man, Jesus the Christ, reveals the compatibility of his humanity with God to the point that our humanity becomes the fullest possible way of revealing the presence of God. Now that's something new. It reveals the life that we are going to have that is going to be our salvation. It goes way far beyond God's giving the tablets of stone to Moses in letters inscribed, don't do this, don't do these things. Here is the full and positive revelation of God by way of our humanity. Peter, James, and John have been there and able to witness this. But when they reached the bottom of the mountain, what did they find? The other nine were faithless. The other nine of the 12 had no faith to the point that he only could choose these three to witness his transfiguration. Now, they're not evil. They prefer good. But they have no faith in good. And it's the same with all of the people, the chosen people of God. They prefer good, they prefer the law, they try to follow the law, but they have no faith in God, in the ultimate rule of God over this world by way of his goodness. And so when they try to do good, they try to find some practical way of bringing some good result. And on that basis, the nine apostles cannot heal the young man that was brought to them, who it is said is lunatic. It means that he changes like the phases of the moon. Sometimes he is clear and rational and fine. And then he falls gradually into shadow, like the moon falls into shadow. That's what lunatic means, to be changeable like the moon. I'm afraid we are all more changeable like the moon than constant like the sun. Our day depends on what kind of mood we get up in the morning. Are we bright and cheerful and sunny? Or are we dark? Waiting for the gradual change, hoping for the gradual change into a more positive disposition. This man is an extreme case. He is a danger to himself. The apostles cannot heal him because they have no faith in the goodness of God. Jesus chastises his apostles and the people sharply. Faithless and perverse generation, you have no faith in good. You have no faith in God. How can you have faith in me? The man says to Jesus, Lord, have mercy on my son. He has a little faith. but not too much. Lord, have mercy on my son, if you can help him. Do what you can. And so there's that hedge. We would like to be on the side of good. We would like to be on the side of God. But look at the world. You have to be practical. It takes fire to fight fire. We have to choose in such a way that maybe the strong can bring about some good result, which is what we really want to have happen. But the apostles are not strong enough. They can't heal the man. And so the man turns to Jesus. Are you strong enough? I have a little faith. The difference between a little faith and no faith at all is like night and day. Like black and white. Even in this world of battle between good and evil. Good and evil are black and white. Make no doubt about it. We think because the powers in the world are mixed, good and evil are mixed together in this world, that changes the nature of good and evil. It doesn't. Yes, that's the way the world is. But human beings are not meant to be that way. Human beings are not meant to be cast in shades of gray. We are meant to be good. We are meant to have faith in God. We're not meant to turn to the power of the world, hoping that things will ultimately turn out in a way that is good. That certainly is not the orthodox faith. Now, there are twisted versions of Christianity that say that, well, while God can save us, the world is still fallen into evil. And so we need to have powerful, authoritative structures. You know, the Protestants rebelled against the corrupt Pope of Rome, and they put in place people of absolute power because they knew that human beings are fallen and corrupt and they cannot govern themselves. Imagine. But there is a compatibility between the kind of country that we intended to found here in the United States of America and orthodoxy. I don't know how those who believed that we are totally corrupt could ever have imagined that we could govern ourselves. That's what they really believe in. We are totally corrupt and we need to be governed by authority. But the Orthodox don't believe that. We believe in the synergy between human beings who love good and simply have not sufficient strength of faith to believe that in the end, good triumphs. Good triumphs on the cross. There is nothing that cannot be dealt with by way of self-emptying. Self-emptying. Kenosis of the cross. We never have to turn to force, power, authority, the ways of the world, and hope for a good end. That's the way things were in the time of Moses when he brought the commandments down, because that's what people believed in. And it was the only way they could be controlled. Don't do this, don't do that, don't do these 10 things. At least keep things from getting worse than they are. But when Jesus came down from Mount Tabor, he had revealed to them a humanity compatible with God's divinity that is meant to be our humanity. He is the new Adam. We may live in a world that is cast in shades of gray, where good and evil blend, but we are not meant to be that way. In our hearts, in our souls, we are meant to be all good, all God-loving, self-emptying, emptying ourselves by prayer and fasting of anything that is tempted by the worldly power of evil or the lack of virtue. Everything depends on the virtue of the people. Everything depends on the virtue of the people. Without virtue, we cannot govern ourselves. We cannot govern our nation. Virtue is the critical choice. If we choose to turn ourselves over to some demonic faith in the power of evil, then we will pay the consequences. And what are those consequences? Not so much consequences out in the world, consequences within ourselves. We become dark. We become lunar. We pass into the shade. We pass into the shadow. We are unable to govern ourselves. We are unable to govern our country. Jesus came into the world in order to finally trample down the power of death and darkness. St. Nikolai says, "The Lord Jesus came into the world to break asunder and uproot the weak belief of men in evil." That's what happens. We are created in the image and likeness of God. We are created to be like God. We all prefer good, but our faith is weak, and so we turn to evil. That's temptation. The Lord Jesus came into the world to break asunder and uproot the weak belief of men in evil, and sow belief in good in their souls, belief in the invincibility and enduring power of good. Nothing prevails against the self-emptying cross. That is the truth. It is a truth in any time, in any place, in any world, because it is the truth about our humanity. And anything else is a temptation from the enemy. Evil is dancing in the world today. The crises multiply, and it all has to do with a lack of faith in good being more powerful than evil, and good is more powerful than evil. If you don't believe that, if you don't believe that the ultimate power is that of God incarnate, Jesus the Christ, how can you call yourself a Christian? By prayer, turning each morning toward good, not allowing ourselves to be controlled by the passing phases of emotion like the moon. Depends on what my mood is when I wake up in the morning. No, it depends on whether or not you go and pray to God and rejoice in his ultimate conquest of anything that can come about during the day to come. Our commitment to good, our commitment to Christ, is meant to be constant like the sun. We are not meant to be easily fading like the moon. We are not meant to be members of a perverse and faithless generation. We are those who have united ourselves to Christ and spit in the face of evil. And so when we make whatever choices we make in life, private or public, let us make sure that those choices are choices in favor of virtue, to the best that it is possible to maintain the virtue of our oneness with Christ and to be the presence of light in the world and not hedging with darkness and hoping for the best. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.